acham que Rashiim, o Vaidus dos rabbis Aser, o Vaidus rabbis Aser, that he can only be Mishava de Kankar. But if he's Kehipa de Kankar, not. If he's Kehipa de Kankar, not. So, why if he's Kehipa de Kankar, not? Because there is not a real Amshoche. But why do we have to resort to Amshoche? We don't have to resort to Amshoche. Because if without Amshoche, it should be kosher. Because why the Chol? When we have to resort to Amshoche? If the verification, then, in other words, you filled up the kelim with water, you filled up the kelim indicted with water, then we want to use that water to fill up the mikveh. So you have to resort to Amshoche, spill the out and around, three tefachim away, and then it glides into the mikveh. So you have to resort to Amshoche, so then it depends on Amshoche, because it's affected that time. But here, the halacha is that when does it become show? Only if it's the kele is mismale, mimayi, midaiti. But here it was miniach kankanu da veshadabu in Agmon. So it wasn't midaiti. So it didn't become show as a result of filling up the kele. So the mele, why do we have to resort to Hamshoch? Pure and blessed holds. Hamshoch and Nikul is not affected. But here it never became show. It never became show. That's the kashe of the Rash. Vishema Mishachawit. Yehosom Mishadok from Ma'alayim and Mikhe. Abel Hoche. The Yirom Ibeni Akshavu Akshavu. Akshavu Akshavu. At that time when we learned Mishnayos, we discussed it very thoroughly, this Rash. So, I mentioned the Machlekes between Chachmei Metzi and Chachmei Italia, whether in the case where the person spills water on the ground, and then he's invalid the cabin and he spills it on the ground and then he glides into the mikveh, whether we have to resort to Amshoche or we don't even have to resort to Amshoche. So according to Rachel Italia, we have to resort to Amshoche, and if Amshoche the Kole is not effective, so then it will be possible. According to Rachel Venezia, since he didn't fill out the Kehle, so it never became Shoche. And the other show of Machmasul, the Kaddish, that is only Shaya if Mikiyah Hodo, it comes directly to the mikveh. But if Mikiyah Hodo, it is transported, so if it is placed at one point, at the shore of the mikveh, and then it flies in by itself, then it's not Shoche, according to Chachamim. Now, so we said that we can explain the Rash in accordance with the Shikel, or the Bes Yosef assumes like the, in the Rash, like the Shikel of Chachmei Italia. So that's why the Bes Yosef says, and the other part of the Rash, of Legiono Eva the Mokim the Mokim. So the Rash and the Kashe, the Seif of the Deserte is in conflict with the Rage of the Deserte. So the Rash reconciles the ratio with the Sefte by applying the Sefte of Midyona Yom Mokum Mokim when it is Nimshach al Gabi Akar. So the Bes Yosef says that according to the Rash, this Sefte calls with the Shike that Amshoch Bikuli is effective. Mashiach, according to Mandoma, that Amshoch Bikuli is not effective, so then Midyona Yom Mokum Mokim, even though it doesn't splash the water directly, but the legion splashes it from point A to point B, and then from point B by itself it passes into the mikveh. So then, according to Mandoma, the Amshoch Bikuli is ineffective, so it would be possible. So that means that the Siosef agrees with the Shite of Chachmei Italia. But then we pointed out that the Ramor agrees with the Shite of Chachmei Venezia. They're Chachmei Venezia. So that means that when the Rash says that the deceptive that says like you know even mocking and mocking visil for the day the Raglaya, so it's kosher bloich and it's nikri batrio. So he says that there's reference to the case where it's nimshal davekarke. He doesn't mean because of the aloha of Amshoche. If it's Nimshah al-Gabi Karke, Eri, it was never contained in the Kere, so it never became Shaul. And since it's Mushal Dalakati, it doesn't become Shaul. So according to everybody, it's Kosher. So the Meir Ha'if, we say, that's the Pshat of the Ramon in the Rash, not the Pshat of the Bnei Yosef. In other words, the Bnei Yosef's Pshat in the Rash is in accordance with the Shite of Chachma Itayye, and the Ramon's Pshat in the Rash is in accordance with the Shite of Chachma Venetzi. So the Meir Ha'if will say, like the Chachma Venetzi, so the Pshat here on the Rash is, the Rash is the Kash. Why do we have to resort to Amshoche? Why do we have to resort to Amshoche? And the reason is why. The reason is why Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher is because Hamshocha Bikur is effective. And Rabbi Yeshua says that if it's not in Shomim, it's not kosher because Hamshocha Bikur is not effective. It's not that we have to resort to Amshoche. Why do we have to resort to Amshoche? Without Amshoche, it shouldn't involve the Psul of Shoh. Because Shoh Bikri, it never became. Why not? Because it wasn't in Maui, the Kankan, we died. And Shoh, Machmas Nima Bikate, so we died because of Amshoche. So it shouldn't involve the Psul of Nima Bikate. Because after all, if he is capable of if he's Bishabah the Kankan, or even if he is capable of the Kankan, so he doesn't come to the mikveh directly in the Keichel. In the case of Shmira, he doesn't come directly in the Keichel, and in the case of Keichel, of Kriyas Kankan, he doesn't come in the Keichel. It only comes through the force of gravity if he turns over. And coming on the ground, and then it spills out through the force of gravity, not the Keichel. And Shoh Bikri didn't become because it wasn't the Maori that can come in the Daite. So it should be kosher in the Conqueror of Lezer, not only in the case of Shira Sakankan, but in the case of Kriya Sakankan. And even if it's not in the Sakshomi, so it should be kosher in the Maori of Lezer. That's the case. So he says. So in some ways, so that is if we explain the Rashi in accordance with the Shita of Chachma Venetzi. So the Rashi says, the Shema Yishlechali, the Hosom Yishlechali of Maui and Mikhe, Avroche Yirovi Bei, Achshevuna Achshevine. So even if he does it, let's say not directly, but Fushir Asakankani, and for Kriya Sakankani, so if we wouldn't resort to Amshoche, so then it would be possible. Why would it be possible? Not as a result of Shoh out the middle of the Kata. But since it did fill up the Kankani, it's true, at the very outset, when the rainwater filled up the Kankani, it wasn't Nidasa by it. But now that is Bishabe the Kankani, so that means he is indicating, he is approval of the fact that the rainwater filled up the Kankani. He is taking advantage of it. So the Mele, it would retroactively corroborate. It would retroactively be the Hashi, the Biwa Kankani. So it would become retroactively shown Machmashon Bikri, Machmasmiro Bikri, not Machmasmiro Bikri. This is what he says. Avroche Biro Bei, Achshevun Achshevun. So he emphasizes the fact that he is Machshi, the Biro Akankani, so retroactively he becomes like this Maura Akankani Midaiti. But if he, so in other words, so the Mele, so he becomes retroactively Shoh Bikri. But as a result of Shira Sakankani, it becomes Amshoche. As a result of Shira Sakankani, it becomes Amshoche. But, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, as a result of Kriya Sakankani, it also becomes Amshoche. But, why does it be? So, it becomes Amshoche. So, but Rabbeza holds that Amshoche Mikule is not effective. So that's why he requires Enes Kshon. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that Amshoche Bikure is effective. But why we have to resort to Amshoche? Because since he set up the Kankani Andarejaga. True, his intention was benevolent, but, and then it started raining through that Tatakami. But if without Vikoslam Shoche, so then it would be shown Mahmas Milubikli, not Mahmas Milubikate, but it wouldn't be shown Mahmas Milubikate anyway. Why wouldn't it be shown Mahmas Milubikate anyway? Because the water doesn't come into the mikveh directly from the kechel. That was the kashuv. So he says, so it doesn't come directly from the kechel. So the tablets of the Rashi is Abu Hoked Mir on the Begir, Akshibuda Akshibir. So retroactively is Makshib, the Mila Kantani. So it becomes Limafreya, show Machmas Mila Bikri. But as a result of the Kriya Sakankani, we have Abshah. So the implication being that if it didn't become Akshebune Akshebune, then we wouldn't even have to resort to Amshoche, and it should be good, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says Amshoche Mikola is not effective. Why not? So in other words, because since it comes into the mikveh, not through Keche, but through the force of gravity, so maybe there is no will become. So we see that according to the Rash, if it comes into the mikveh, not the kechel directly, but through the force of gravity, so then it's not considered milubikat. Now, this is the pshat of the Rash. Then the gears of the Rosh is, oy, kimat mind the bayah, oy, yesh kimat mind the bayah. So the coin to the Rosh, it has nothing to do with Amshoche. Here it has nothing to do with Amshoche. But the reason is why it was there. Because here it didn't become shown Machtas Milubikri. We view of the fact that the Kankani will not be smaller, you will not filled up with the idea of the Bible. So the Bayre didn't become shown Machtas Milubikri. But then there is another show, the show of Milubikate. So Mamela Rebbeza says, if he breaks that, so there it's not Milubikate. It's not Milubikate. But Rebbeza requires that it should be either in a Shami or Matmai Mibay. Why one of the two? Because me that I say, so we don't require either condition. We don't require any conditions with the Raisa. Because here, there are two kinds of show. There is a show of Milubikri, and then there is a show of Milubikri. Milubikri, the psul of show, but Milubikri only applies, only takes effect, if it's Mismawa Mikai. But here it was Mimawa, so here it was Miliyah Kankan, Reshakabu, and Agbon, so it was Mikri. Then there is another show. So the other show is only Shaya. On the contrary, we mentioned the Shite of Chachma Venetzi in the Rosh Pshat. So as far as the Psul of show Machmas Milubikate is concerned, so that's only Shaya if it is becomes through Maise Odom directly into the Mikveh. But here, show Mikveh didn't become because it wasn't the Kankani or not Mismale Midas Odom. And show Machmas Milubikate, so if it comes as a result of Shvira Zakankani, if it comes as a result of Shvira Zakankani, so again it doesn't come Kia Odom. So it's not Joe. So even if it's not in his Shom, Rebbeza will agree that with the Raisa it's Kosha. But with the Rabbono, even it's not in his Shom, and all the water in the mikveh is supplied by the Shvira Zakankani, so then it smells like Kishon. So that's why the Chachamim only sakin, the Kol to Rebbeza, in order it shouldn't be smells like Kishon, that there should be a mixture of Mechomi and water from the Kankani. With the Rabbono. So in one of two situations, there is a mixture. Either in the case where there is a levis, might be there at the very outset, a levis may join the bear, so then that eliminates the mara, the mara sign of shom, or if it's a levis shom, so there will be an additional water coming in from rainfall. So then there will be tarubes of the mayim from the kankani, supplied by the kankani, and the mayim supplied by the kshomi. And with the right saying, Rav Lezer is there. But Rav Lezer says that only Yishbeir is effective, but Kriyas HaKankani is not effective. Why? So according to the Rosh, the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua is on the question, insofar as the Mil Bikatev is concerned, so is it considered Mil Bikatev when the water comes in through the force of gravity as a result of Kriyas HaKankani? So Rav Lezer holds yes, and Rav Yeshua holds if it comes in as a result of gravity. In the case of Kriyas HaKankani, so it's not considered Milodikani. That's the matter. Now, in the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah is also like the Rosh. Now, let's see the Mechaber. Hamniach Kankani b'Reshana v'Nagro v'Yod Aliyem Chomi v'Nismai Aval Pim Shein Es Chomi Marili Yitra Kankani Oy Yichvein v'Amayim Chomi Kankani Chei Midil Ben v'Aval Kav v'Aval Kishikol Amayim Oye Eloi v'Kerim Shalom Biro Biyode Aval Yitra Kankani Biro Amayim Kol Amayim Shebem Chomi. Now we have to say that the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rosh Pshat in the Mishnah. Because if the Mechaber would pass like the Rosh, not the Rosh, the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Rosh Pshat in the Mishnah, but he passes like the Rosh Pshat in the Mishnah, and like the Rambam Pshat in the Mishnah. Because if the Mechaber had passed like the Rosh Pshat in the Mishnah, if the Mechaber had passed like the Rosh Pshat in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, so then according to the Rosh, the reason is why Rabbi Yeshua is Matia, even if it's not in the Shomim, because Rabbi Yeshua holds Hamshocha Bikulei is effective, but the Mechaba certainly passes that Hamshocha Bikulei Bikulei is not effective, so you should pass like Rabbi Lezer. Why does it pass like Rabbi Yeshua? So obviously, the Mechaba doesn't accept the Pshat of the Rosh, but the Mechaba accepts the Pshat of the Rosh and the Rambam, and the Mechaba in the Yosef, he spells it out. The Halachim is like the Rosh and the Rambam, not like the Rosh. So, Abel Mubiya Kakana Nihima Bai Palamayim Shemem Shem. Now the next Mishnah. Hasayot Shesho Chachotzitz. That's the next Mishnah. That's Mishnah Ches. Hasayot Shesho Chachotzitz Mibeir. V'nismale Mayim. Imo Ya Mayim. So if I got a coach who is there, if I'm not who is there, if I'm not there, if I'm sure I'm there, if I'm not there, if I'm not there. Now again, so Rav Nubadim Gatinor follows up the Pshat in the Rash. Hasayo Duman Asod Es Adeir, we see, Kishi Azit Memo, Vidal Kero Vi Asim Li Beir Yotzit, Veizi Bi Oye Bi Mayim Cherim, Vi Nishka Otzit Lu Esecha Mayim Vi Nismalei. So in other words, he brought a vessel, an earthenware vessel so he brought some seed in the vessel and he put it in the bear. And why did he put it in the bear? Because he wanted to work in the bear. He wanted to plaster the surface of the bear. So we see. So that it should be marzik memo. So if it's plastered, so then it will contain the water, otherwise all the water will dissipate, will be absorbed by the barrier. So he plastered it. So he brought the seed in a certain vessel, in an earthenware vessel. And then that vessel became filled up with water. So the water did not fill up the vessel with the idea of the body, His intention, the violent intention, was something else altogether. Was to press the barrier. So in other words, so the water, when it entered, when it filled up the otis, did not become shown machmas milubikli, because it wasn't indicted. So then what he wants to take advantage of the situation, since it has water, to spill out, to manipulate, that water should fill up the barrier, and it's so that it will, you'll have a mitzvah in the bay. When he smiled, "Imo yam mayim," so the Rebbe says, "Imo yam mayim tzof imal gabo ocho." So in other words, that it's tzof imal gabo, so there is a connection between the water in the oasis and the water in the bay, so maybe it doesn't become sure. So imal gabo ocho yishvim. "Imo yam mayim tzof imal gabo ocho yishvim. Shem yishav amayim, yichol shore in your omi. Abo ibo yo bayo otis biyote." Hoye nifsoki vinasi purushi. So then to become tolush. Vila vlo yishke. And dira rabbeza, the Rabbi Yeshua eimeya. So he says, uvishene nifshon maya, nivoye nifshon in kiri vike maya nivaya nivaya tlamo. Rabbi Yeshua eimeya vikah vach yishveya, vilohe vahamsha. So in other words, shvira itself constitutes Amshok. Now this is Adas. So he says, "Hasai of Shishok Hakotz in the week, you will smell a night. Ah, but we shall in Shabin Mikro that, but I want to see if you will be a mikve, a raise in each berot in Kame, we need to have mikve kule kosher, the chain of Sad Zantan is a mikve, kin you will chas, that's the third mission. That is it. Hamisad, the Kantan is a rabbi, and we smell a night. Ah, but we shall go after a smell of a mikve. So, the chain of Sad Zantan is a mikve, we chas, in his mouth my abo pishibo abu kres nebo the wind shall show my cloud el my shall tani have the yifre as a kani bara my ma mikve nehe mikve koshea mikve koshea. So in other words, so again, according to the Rash, the abo kudish is also based upon Am Shokhe, but according to the Rosh, it's not based upon Am Shokhe. And the reason as to why it's not show is because show bikli didn't become, why didn't it become show bikli? Because it wasn't mimali the kelim migaite. And show machmas lo migate in view of the fact that he does it through the breaking of the kankanim, so mimele it doesn't come directly into the mikveh, mikeichel. So maybe it's not Joe. So that's why it's Rosha. And of course, the Mechaber passes like the Pshat of the Rosh and the Rambam. Alright. Ein amayim shuvim peitzun es ha-mikve. Begim ulogim, achi yipu lisech ha-mikve. Makri. Abo mikve ho amayim ha-shuvim chutz ha-mikve. Vinim shecho viyot lo imikve in peitzun es ha-mikve. Achi yimechta ha-mechta. Abo imhoyu reim ha-kshirim ha-mikve koshim. Keitzak. Mikle shei bechopso, umashu mayim shei, vohoyo mimale mishei chutz le mikle, vahamayim nimshok mi yodno le mikle, vein shoi nimshok imal gabi karake, vizik hasilu ita yitze bei, midvorim shei pekosa mikle, harei u koshea, vahkiri shi mi lel psoim, shahzu vashim shechu ob sheiro, im hoyo shomrei vemso min hakoshea, vechindak shoyo mimale shechopso, umashu nimshok, umyo imikatle, ונוס ויסי רפוחס בכל שנמצאת לבוס ופוס אחת צילרים שוכחת הולמים בו כמאחות הרי זה מקווה כושר שעשו בשם שחו עבו בקשרו הויו הויו ויהי שומרי מהכושר. So in ממש קפי דלוש נרמה that the Rambam says אבו שיח תחיל מים פסוי כמי ואבו נמרים מים שיר אם לא נעמי יקדת הרבי שוצר ונמרים לרמב. Now, so the Mechaber mentions two, he mentions how many cases of Hamshokhi. Now let's see again. In Amayim Shuvim Peisles Hamikre Vigim Olugim Ajigipu Ezeh Hamikre Nakri Avo in Mikre Vo Hamayim Ashurim Ushu Mikre Vimim Shekhu Vyogu Mikre Eno Peisles Hamikre Ajigipu Ezeh Hamikre اما این های آقای نقشه اون اولمی که کاشا کیتا میکرشه این به خواب سارو مشروب بریم شهرین و این مول میشه این خود رو میکره و بریم نمشاخ بیه رو میکره به این شو نمشاخ همه در کرد و بیزه خسیم کلیت به این باشت بیرسم میکره همه این کاشا و پیو نشکی میره رو سارو شهرشو باشه این میشه خواب شهر این های شم خوب من سارو نکاشم so that is one case of Hamshah. What does it mean? He had the mikveh chomal of some mikshah. Then he spilled away more than three tvachim away from the mikveh, so he spilled yutesso, and then he grinded it by itself gradually and he passed into the mikveh. So that's one case of Hamshah, the discussion. Then he mentions another case of Hamshah. וחלדת שאולי עבודי שחוק סור ומשהו מלשומי ומילו אדיקטרי מלוס מסיח את פוחס נחור שנמצא חקל ופוס החצין העיר ופוס החצין העיר ונמשך חקל ובקלחות הרי זה מיק לקושר שהשובה שהמשכו הכול הקשרות הוי לו ביהי שום רי מהקושר so that's another example of הקשר where he first he had in the guard, he had Chopso Masho Mishomi. Then he was Maldi Kater, Yuteso. So the whole Mikri and the guard becomes possible. But then he was Mamshir, the whole Mikri in its entirety. He was Mamshir. And in another place, so then he becomes Koshik. Now there is a third example that the Rambam mentions. Now we had three examples of Hamshoche. Now, one example of Hamshoche is mentioned in the Dalet Mishne Dalet. Mayim Nemshiubim Nemshomim Shemisarbu Bechotzer. Shemisarbu Bechotzer. Ubiiko. Baumayis Hamor. Imrim Nakoshe Akoshe. Imrim Nakosu Posu. Mechtel Mechto Posu. פוסט, אין ישראל בזמן שנשאר ממה שיגיעו למקווה. הוי יומיקאו אתכם מסך המים. אם ידוע שנוף מסך יעבור עם סום מים שלב, עד שיום מסך השליש לוג מים שוב עם כושר, במה פוסט. So this is an example of המשוכה, where, let's say, you had rain water, being נקרא, and near the מקווה, on the ground near the mikveh, and then you had chapalot so rainwater that was nearer on the ground near the mikveh, and then somebody spilled out unclean water from pots, from vessels, from kettles, and then the two yuteso. So first of all, let's say the mikveh is here, and here is near the mikveh. So it started with chapalot so was nearer here. And then the person spilled out here, yuteso. And then the two water, the chapalot so, that rained in on the ground, near the shore of the mikveh, was disarmed, was commingled with the yuteso, that the person spilled out from kettles. And the two waters were mixed up, commingled. And then together, in a mixed state, they ride it into the mikveh. That's one way of Hamshoche. Another example of Hamshoche. Now this example of Hamshoche, the Rambam spells it out completely, explicitly. The Mechaber, it might be implicit in the Rosh of the Mechaber, but he doesn't spell it out explicitly, because he says, in Amayim Shuvim Peskos HaMikveh Bikim Ologi, Hachimiko Yisech HaMikveh Matrim. אבל אם נקברו השיעור ממחוץ למקווה מינים שחוביות למקווה אין פייסלס המקווה שיהיה מחצה אומרת אבל אם הוי לוחוב ועכשיו עם הרעמיק וקושי then he says קייצה but it's implicit in that rush when he says אם נקברו המים השיעור ממחוץ למקווה מינים שחוביות למקווה אין פייסלס המקווה שיהיה מחצה אומרת but if it's rest in מחצה אומרת so it's Roshah. So it's implicit. The case where it started to rain here, the mikveh is here, and then started when he on the shore, and then another person spilled from the kettle, Yuteso, and then the two waters, as they were mikra, and the car came into the mikre, they became commingled together before they both passed into the mikre. So that is implicit in the Lashon of the Mechaber. But that's the case of the Mishneh, Perek Daled, Mishneh Daled. Then when he says, Ketzat mikre sheyit yechopso, umashu mayim shem, ויאמרו בשביל חוץ למקרה, והמים נמשוך הם ידעו למקרה, בין שהם נמשוך נוגע בכמה כאו בשיח הסירת, ומדבור שהם ביתו את המקרה, הרי הוא קושר, והפירושים הם אלו פסוי. So that's the Gemara in Tmura, that he brings. רבוזה ביחד פרידה, מקרה שהיא בעשרים והחסום את שומם, ממהו דיקטת, שעשר סוף, ופייס לו מקרה בקטרים, שהשיטה מתארבת ברביה והמשוך. That's this case. Now, then, the other case, that's the third case, וכן דעת שאוי עובדי שחוב סוף, ומשהו מלשום, ומיר לדיקת פרסנוס ומסיכת, פוחס בחור, שנמצא חקר פוסו, ופוסח הצילה ונמשכו חקר ומתימחו, הרי זה מקרה קושה, שהשובה שנמשכו הכול הקשירו, הוי ומי שמרות מהקושה. That's the third example of המשוך. So actually, we have three cases of המשוך. But one case of Amshoche, the Mechaber doesn't spell it out explicitly, the Rambam does. Now let's see the Lashon of the Rambam. In the other two cases of Amshoche, the Mechaber spells out explicitly. Now, the Dalet Mechaz Bikhoi is our Chachetz. In Amayim Ashurim Peshmer is Amikre Bishrei Shalugim, Ajidipo is Amikre Minakul. אבל מיקרה הוא המים אשורים חוץ למיקרה ונמשכו ביונו למיקרה אינון פייסו לסע מיקרה עד שיומחתו לבחתו אבל מיורים להכשירים הרי המיקרה קושה קיצה, מיקרה שאיר בחופסו ומשהו מים שאירים ויומימהו למישאיר חוץ למיקרה והמים נמשוך עם ידו למיקרה בין שאירים נמשוך עם הקרה כנסה נסיר וחיים צבי מדבורים שנפיץ את המיקרה הרי הוא קושה והפירושים נראה אופסו שהשובה שימשכו הקשירו אם הוא ישום רוב ממשום נקושה. So the Rambam in the first part in Aloch Ches, he discusses the case where you had in the mikve chopal epso, mechshomim, then he was mamshech v'deso. So it's kosher. Then the other example, the chayim dad, shehoi yabonim sheichop so, umashu mechshomim, umilei b'kseifei, v'nos k'mesech el poches mechop, shenim tzohat el poso. ופוסח הצי אבינים שפרחת לו בקלחות, הרי זה מיקרה קושה, שהשובים שימשכו הכול הקשירו, הוי ישום רוב מן הקושה. That's another case. In other words, where you had חופר לבשור מקשום in the mikre. Then you don't think you're dying, you teso. So the mikre is entirely to make it possible. Not just the teso, not in other words, it's the concept of tichanasis nevele in the mikvoyes. So then, since the Chofar Lepso were originally made shomim and they became possible as a result of the Yuteso falling into it, so Mele Hamshoche is effective. How is Hamshoche effective? By being Mamshich, all the men saw from this place into another place, so it will become kosher. Now, that's Ibnei Yachidish. That's Ibnei Yachidish. Because the first case that the Rambam mentions, so there we can say Hamshoche is so effective that it prevents, in other words, that here the Shem Shom was held on the water before it came to the Mikre. So in many ways, the Mikre in its entirety was natural. Only the Yuteso showed, in other words, here the Shekel, which Yuteso showed. And then he dumps it into the mikve that had already Chof Aleph saw Mitzvah. So the Yutes saw did not have a Chavishem mikve show. It was just water in the kettle. The Mayim was show. But then he spilled it. He spilled it on the ground. He would throw him away from the mikve. And then he glided into the mikve. So the Meyoreh, the Hamshoche, is capable of being Mavkiah. The Chavishem showed that it was Chal on the mind. Mashiach, if the Rambam didn't mention the other Aloche, judge or your rich hop so much in the shamus, who really be simply in us with Sinche, Pochas the Hopsh and Yitzah had the apostle. So then the Shem Shom was Chal and the Mikvim's entire case in the Kripsula. In the first case, we had no Mikvim's we had Mayim Shul. So, and he is still the Dami Mal, so that Am Shokhe was Makia, the Shem Shom from the Mayim. So when he comes into the Mikvah, when he came into the Mikvah, it was not Shom anymore. Mashem, in other case, we could say, Am Shokhe isn't effective, because the moment that you test Soho was the Adayim goat into the Mikvah, the Tet Chapal Soho, so the whole man saw was a Mikvah Soho. So maybe Am Shokhe is not effective. So the Rabban tells us, no, that Am Shokhe is effective even in that case. Even in that case, of Gatsho Yadavishah of Sol Mashu Yishomi, who will be safe, because we see the prophets of the Chok, Shemim Tzachat the Apostle, who Pasa Chatzina Yim Shechat on Mokin Echot, how is the Mikra Kosha, Shashurim Shim Shechu of Kuma Shecho, Hoyu Vahoyu Shom, Roy Binakosha, Roy Binakosha. Then he says, "Hey, O Mitzvah Chacham, in my body, Omo, how you going to have come to the Shechul of all the people? In the Mitzvah Chacham, Shom, Rei, my Chel, Vizeh, Shem, Mitzvah Chacham, Am Shochol, the way you're going to be." In other words, so the Chacham of Amayrov said, and when he says, Chacham of Amayrov, and the Rambam Pirsha Mishne, and the Rambam Pirsha Mishne also talks very sharply against the Chacham of Amayrov. He uses a very sharp expression against them. So, who is that Chachma Amayrov? The Ra'ivet is among the Chachma Amayrov. Because the Ra'ivet says that according to the reading, so Am Shokhe is effective because not all the Sheikhs say that that's the Shittas of Rif. If the Rambam had felt that the Shittas of Rif is like that, he wouldn't use such a sharp expression, because the Rambam, whenever he mentions the Rif or basically the Migash, it's with the greatest respect and reverence. Even when he's chayrik, he still expresses his respect and reverence for the Rim and the Rimikash. So apparently, the Rambam did not agree with the Ra'ivet that that's the Shittas of Rim. But this is, the Ra'ivet is a movie, the Chachmei Amayrov. And they say, because they know, according to their pshat, so that's the machleket between Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbon. So, anyway, the Rambam rejects the Shikha of the Chachmei Amayrov. And most Rishayim pass that Am Shokhe B'Kulei of the Rube is ineffective. Even though the Ra'ivet says that this is the Shikha of the Rive. So then the Rambam says, Umeinom Leoinu Mishoso Maise Binaze, Meishomim Umayim Shukim Shoyusavu Bechotza.
Is
mentioned in the Mishnah, the Dalet Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mechaber, so the other two examples of Am Shokhe, he mentions explicitly. This case of Am Shokhe is probably implicit in the ratio of Sifra Dalet, but he doesn't spell it out explicitly. And that's strange why he doesn't spell it out explicitly. But we have to say that it's implicit, because after all he says, Aber Nichiru, Hamayim Hashem in Chutz Mikveh, Mimshich und Yom Mikveh, Bez La Mikveh, Shemi Lachta Mechto. That's the Rosh Na Mishneh. And the Mishneh discusses, there's reference to the case of Mayim Shukim and Meishokim commingling together outside the Mikveh. And then gliding in a mixed state, in a commingled state, into the Mikveh. So since he uses that Rosh of the Mishneh, he probably has reference to that case. But the Mechaber doesn't spell it out. The Rambam spells out three cases of Am Shokhe. And then the Rambam mentions the Shittas of Chachmei Amayrov, that Am Shokhe B'Kulei is also effective. That means, if let's say, you don't famiket, you don't memso into a mikveh, and then you drain it out from one mikveh and through a pipe, you drain it into another mikveh. So it's also kosher according to Nachman Maimon. That chita you reject. Anyway, we will appear now. If you didn't go over the Chesed Mishneh, the Chesed Mishneh and the Rambam, and also the Shilkes, and the Tzii, and the Bir Hagor, but in order to understand the Bir Hagor, you have to go over the Shilkes.
March 21st, 1982, Kaf Vav Adar, Hashanah,
we have to see Sigmund Gaul. In a mile, you should be putting a Samikre to give a Lubin, at a Yiflu, you say, Hamikre Makri, Abu Mikru, a mile, a shooting, a two Mikre, the Nimshaho, the Yodo Mikre, in a pace on the Samikre, at a Yumerto, Merto, Abu Moyore, Makshirin, Haramikre Kosh, Kenza, Mikre Shiage be hot so. ומאז מים שירים וימאו אין משהי פחות ממקווה והמים נמשוך הם יד ממקווה בין שירים נמשוך הם עוגה בקארט ונסחסים הם קיים זה במדבורים שנחלית נוסע מקווה הרי הוא כושר ואפילו השתימו לאל אפסויים שעשו ושמשכו הקשר אם הוי שומרי בנם סובן הכושר וכן דעת שהוא יברי שחוב סו ומאז הם נמשום ומליאו הביקת רבינוס מויסיך את פוחס מחוב שנמצא הכל פוסו ופוסח הצינר ונמשך הכל מוקימך עוד הרי דמיק וכושר שהשובה שהמשיכו כולו כשיר אוהב מיין שומרים מהכושר. Now we went over the last time. Now, so we mentioned, we saw that the Rambam mentions explicitly three examples of Hamshoche being effective. Three examples. One is the case mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Grois. Beridaleh, Mishnedaleh. מים שובים ומי גשומים שניסעו בחוצר וביעוקו ועל מים שמורו אם ריב נעקושה כושר ריב נעפוס ופוס מחתו מחתו פוסו אם ניסע בזמן שניסעו אשר הגיע למקרה. So that means where you have in the חוצר before it comes into the מקרה. So you have מי גשומים, it started to rain, and then somebody spilled, let's say, some water from kettles, from pots, and then the two waters, they become commingled, and then they pass into the bear. So that's the case. So if the mechshoni that rained in on the karka chotza is more, is chopalepson, and the mine shuvim that once spilled from kettles is yuteso, and if these two waters, the mikshomim and the mine shuvim, so were mixed together, commingled together in the karka chotzer before they glided into the mikveh, so then it's kosher. That's one example. Then we have another example. That is mentioned in Gemara in Tmure, Daf Yud Beis, Rebbe Yaakov, Eineya, Mikve Sheyesh B'Yeshri Nachasom Mekshomim, Mimawe Mikatev Chayesh Reso, Upeiske Mimikve Vehei Teir, Chashile Mitaheres Bebriye Bamshom. According to that Giyose, that we have now in Gemara, that Rebbe Yaakov is referenced in the case where you have already Chopal Reso, in the mechshomim in the mikveh, and then you are mamshich, you teso shuvim into the mikveh. Then the Rambam mentions another example, and the other example is the Rambam's pshat in Robin's halacha. Also, Robin Omer Avichlan, shuvah shimshichu kulo teyo. What does that mean? That means, suppose you had chopalef so mikshon in the mikveh. Then somebody dumped directly the yodayim. You test so shuvim into the mikveh. So the whole mikveh in its entirety becomes possible. Then he started to be mamshir, the whole mikveh, all the memso, into another mikveh. So that's the pshat according to the Rambam. In Robin's memory, also Robin of Rabbi Yechonen, Shuvah Shimshechu Apulatir. So in other words, so the Rambam mentions three examples of where Hamshoche is effective. One is The example mentioned here in the Mishneh, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Dalet, where there is a commingling of Chofalef So Mikshomi and Yuteh So Mayim Shomi in the Chotzer, and then they are mixed together, and then in a mixed state they pass into the Mikveh. So that's one case, one example. Another example is the memory of Professor Yaakov, according to our Gilsay, where you had Chofalef So Mikshomi and then you are Mamshech Yuteh So Mayim Shomi. And then the third example is where you don't be your diet, you test so into Chabalef So Mikshomi, and then you are mamshich the whole mitzvah in its entirety to another mitzvah. So all these three actions, Now the Rambam So what's the Rambam in Dalek Mechnikweis, Haloche Ches, Tes, Yud, in his vow. In a Mayim Ashim in Pekwes HaMikvish, which you look in Ashim, if we say HaMikvim in a Kli, Avu in Mikvim, a Mayim Ashim in Chutz, in Mikvim, in Shechol Yodu in Mikve, in Pekwes HaMikvim, Ashim in Yomechto, in Mechto, Avu in Moyo Reim, in Akshir, in Mar, in Mikve Kosh, Keitza, Mikve Shiyeh, Bechof Sol, Mashu Mayim Shem, Po Yomim Mar, in Shem, Chutz, in Mikve, in Mayim Shochim Yodu in Mikve, בין שאולים שוכנו הקר, כאולים זכה סבירי. וחלי את זה בין, מדבור שפי וסם מקרה, הרי הוא כושר, ואפילו ישלים אלו אלף זו, שעשו בו שימשכו עוקשי רו, אם הוא ישום ריב זו, ריב למסו מן הכושר. So this is one example of המשוכר being effective, where you had חופה לבסו, מנשומים, then you are ממשיך, you test all my children. And he mentions a certain expression, Shashuva Shim Shim. Oma shuva shimshicho teiro. Shuva shimshicho teiro. Now, in our Gilsay, the Gemara, in Mure, has a memory by Rabbi Lomarabichem. And there, the lotion of the memory is, the Chiyoso, Rabbi Lomarabichem, shuva shimshicho kulo teiro. First of all, it's not Rabdime, but it's Rabbi. Secondly, the Roshni Shuva Shim Shechua Kulotel. And then, but the Shiltes, in addition to this memory by Robin, so we have, there is a Roshni, there is a memory by Rav Dime, Shuva Shim Shechua Tel. So the Tzik points out, it's two separate memories. Now let's see the Roshni of the Pirush HaMishne, of the Rambam Pirush HaMishne, and Pirush Dalet Mishne Dalet. Omer Al-Mal is Amar, הבנו שליש, רוצה לומר שאם נופל אמור על בחוצר הביתים שדובי שיש שום ילמי לסנארו והחניפו על מים המרובים ויורגו אותי חמורו ומקווה שום וכמקווה הנה ישאל שיהיה יושבי רוב so the ישאל in requires שיהיה בישורו כמו שזוכה אוי כי המשנו מדברס משני מישון והוא שניסר בו בחוצר ניסר בו לוקו ואם שחולו כה, או אם יסעו בו מה לסמור. אומנם אם לא יפיע שם המשוך על המים הכשיר ומים שובי, ידו היה של דאחות, והוא אומר, הרי זה מקלחוס המים, יקלו לך הוא עצור את המים, ואנחנו נפלו ביקה, וזה, שהוא מקרה ממסו מים שירי וזה חביק, כתם שיגיעו עם מים שובי שלו במים שובי. הנה הוא מקרה קושי. So he mentions the obvious aloha, that if you already have ממסו, in the mikveh, in the beria, so then, gimu lugim la pasra. Gimu nakvim manayashir gishom achazem mayim shuvim. כי מן סוב יציד המים שלי, כמו שבאם, וכבור יזבוי הולגם כי שאומר נגימו לו למים שלי, פי בסמיק, אומנם אם הוא יפלו בעצם המקרה, אומנם אם נשפחו, המים חוץ למקרה, יהיה לו המקרה, כאילו היא קושה, בתנאי שיהיה רב המים להקשיר ומגיעים במקרה. ואומנם בשעס, שובו שנמשכו או קשר, אך נצטורך שיהיו השובים מיעוט המקרה, כמו אם שבו עולה, לא שנה מישהו. So he says, in bitnai shvi u rev ha mai min akshir im agin di mikve. Vi omkom bishas, shuva shim shechu akshir. So he quotes a Roshni. But we don't find in our text this expression. We have in our text the expression, the Chiyose Rabbi Rabichan, shuva shim shechu akulo teva. Here he doesn't quote shim shechu akulo, but shuva shim shechu akulo. Who mentions this kind of a quotation? The Shilkes. And not in the name of Rabin, but in the name of Rabin. So it follows, this is what the Rebbe Tziv says, it follows that the Rambam and the Shilkes had a different years in the Gemara, and this is what the Gros says. The Rebbe Tziv says that the Pshat in the Gros, the Pirago, in other words, they had a different years, and while in our text, the Gemara only mentions one member, by Rabbi, which reads Shuvo Shim Shechu Akulotayom. So the Rambam, besides this memre, he had another memre. We see that he had another memre. And who is the more Shmaitzer of this other memre? So we see from the Shulkes, he mentions Omer Abdime, that Shuvo Shim Shechu Akulotayom, whether Omer Abdime is Stam, or Omer Abdime Omer Rabbi Yechanan. So the Atukya Soyes in the Shulkes itself, or I don't make any difference. But the Roshim is Shuvo Shim Shechu Akshir. Now, Vomrom Bishas, so he says, Kim Yurukosha, Vitnai, Shuvo Shim, Amai, Nashir, Nagir, and Dimitri. Vomrom Bishas, Shuvo Shim Shechu Akshir. Ach, it's Torech, Sheyu Ashurim, Miu Tamikri. So how does he explain this memory of Rav Dime, Shuvo Shim Shechu Akshir? In other words, that if the Shuvim is Miu, is Yutesa, and there is Yechobal Efso Mechomi, so then it's Kheo. Kme Shebo Ala Olo Shamish. Vula, Vula, Tema, Rize, Dobar, Shemona, Ashas, Biyomro, Shuvo, Shem, Shechu, Akshevo, Vizei, Samish, Nebo, Vizei, Olo Shem, Masnis, Nose, Masnis, Nose, Lishmino, Vizei, Asho, Eitze, Bo, Nebio, Vizei, Nishar, Vizei, Samish, Nebo, Vizei, Ito, Tavudes, Amayim, Shuvo, Amayim, Shem, Chutz, Mikre, Vizei, Vakya, Vizei, Moshe, Mikre, Omno, Mimoya, Amayim, Shem, Vizei, Mikre, ומים שובים, נמשוכים ליד מזיך המקווה, פייסרים בגימו רוגים. וישמנה השעס, שאת לא ישור לבד העינים שח, קושי. So the Rambam is the Kashi. Why does Rav Dime have to tell us this Chiddush of Shuvo Shimshechu Akshero? Obviously, it doesn't mean Shuvo Shimshechu Akshero, that if all the Memsoi is Shimshechu Akshero, because that goes without saying, according to the Rambam. So what does the Rambam mean when he says Shuvo Shim Shechu Akshero? If there was Chofar Lepso in the Mikveh, and then he was Mamshech Yuteso Shuvim, so it's Akshero. Why does Rambam have to tell us this thing? This is the Mishnah of Bereshis. Rambam is going to tell us, has to reiterate a thing that is spelled out explicitly in the Mishnah. That's the Kashe. So is the Rambam give it to us? No. Rav Dime tells us a big Chiddush, because if not for Rav Dime's memory, I would say Hamshoche is effective only in the case where as Mishneh mentions, where you had, let's say, Mech Chopale saw Mech Shami raining in the Chotzer, and there, in addition, a woman spilled out some dirty water from kettles, Yutesa. And then the two waters commingled. And then, in a mixed state, in a commingled state, they passed into the mikveh. Then it's kosher. Because no shem psul, you see, because there's no halei shem mikveh psul took effect as the two waters commingled in the chotzer. Because one couldn't physically betable himself or herself in the chotzer. In other words, you have to have a bayah in order to be to be physically possible for Tvile, so there has to be a Beya. Here, Chofalev saw rain down the Amin Bechotzea, and Yutes saw Shuvim was spilled, and the two waters commingled together. Could you say, as the two waters commingled together, it has a Chalei Shem Mikve Psulot? It's not a mikve, it's physically impossible to be tevel in the water that is passing, that is flowing on the karka chotza. So there, and by the time it comes into the mikve, into the beya, then it's already after amshoche, so it's kosher. Masha'im came, if you have chofalet so, mikshon in the beya, and then you are mamshech yuteso into the mikveh, I could say it's possible. Only when it's nisare before the coming to the mikveh. Not if it's nisare, if through amshoche, it comes directly into the mikveh. I could say it's possible. So that's the chidesh. By Rabbine, the chuboshim, shimshechu atero, as long as there is chapalet so, mikshonim in the beya, and then you are mamshech yuteso, surely it's also kosher. So that's the chiddush by Rabbim. Oh, v'ishmion la'ashas shapiro yashol v'vade yimshach kosher. Uvitisefte, Rav Reza b'yakev v'imeya, gak sheyesh b'rei shechofal etso shomim mikshom, mimale b'kat b'nesu yisich yuteso, u'peis kom yisav v'chotzer. Now, this is the tisefte that Gemara in Tmura cites that it weighs. What Gemara says, Man Tane Omar Rav Chiya Rabbi Omar Rav Yechon Rav Zabi Yaakovi. Ditanye. It's written here in Tnan, but Tzorech Leima, Ditanye. It's not a Mishnah, it's a Disefte. Rav Zabi Yaakovi, Ma Mikvah Shei Yishvei Lachasso Mikshomi. Mimau Vikate Chayesri So, Peisko Mikve, Vein Tere. But the Rambam had a different version of Disefte. You see, here, according to the Gilson, we have now a text in the Gemara in Tmure, so the Reza Yaakov is referring to the case where you had Chofalet so made Shomi in the Mikveh, then you take Pikatov, you test so, and then you face the Mikveh, and then you are Mamshir. So it says, Mikveh Sheyesh Be'Eshrim V'Hasor. Make sure me mal be katcha es so. But look the Roshna Garamba. Uvit is said the Rav Lezer ben Yaakov in the Gatshi Yish Gereshe. One word is different. Here, the Gemara the Gersi is Mikve Shei Yish Be'esri Vachaso. But the Roshna Garamba means not Mikve, but Gag. There's a difference. Mikve means that it's adapted for Tvilek. Gag. Can you be tabled in a Gag? Unless the Gag is constructed in the form of a bear. But usually, God is flat, completely flat. So there is no veil, there is no chlitz. So that's the Rambam's Gersen. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in der Gag, she made the Reishi Chofal of Sosho Mikshonis. Mimali vikate plis, we see him in the soul, who prince from the Isau of the Chotcha. The Omru, who is we see him, who is in the Chotcha, who is והחייתי ראו המים ואו המים יודו מצנר הגג וישאו המים בחוצר כבר נספויר לכו שזה יישא שובו שנמשכו יצטור שיריב נקושה והשוב משוכים ועל זה הכבונה רומזו בתחילה שקולים ביום ומסכנס המקוויס ושזוכר לשום וכבר חושב איש גודו מאין כבנים בארץ המערו ששובו שנמשכו כשירו. Now, it's a very strange expression. Certainly it doesn't defeat the Rambam to use just an expression. All right, in America, so even in Shiva Kohavim, unfortunately, sometimes we use the expression, I'll kill him if he does it. But it's not a nice expression, but it certainly doesn't defeat the Rambam. But I heard from Reb Chaim Heller, the family of he was a great, besides being a good lador, he was a great Arabic scholar. And he translated, you know, the Sefer HaMitzvot, he made another translation. So he said that in Arabic, the same word that is used for killing, so is also used in Arabic, in other words, knocking down. When you kill a person, you knock him down completely. And when you knock down something, whether it's a person or a certain sack, so you knock it down too. So anyway, so what it means is, in Arabic, what it meant was, and he was knocked down. In Arabic, there was a great chochet, Be'eretz Amaro, who passed the Shuvah Shim Shechu of Sheiro, Va'afil Hoya Amikri Kurisho, that's the Shita of the Chachme Amaro. Now he doesn't mention his name, but the Asam was saying that the Rambam is referring to the Raivet, to none other than the Raivet. And you see, I mean, when he says, Ish Godu Me'eid, you know, the Rambam was very careful, you know, in giving compliments to people. So in other words, so that means that the Rambam had the highest regard for him. And the Asam said that he was referring to the Raivet. Because the Raivet says that according to the Rib, so shuva shim shechua kulok sheiro means kipshute. The Rambam shati shuva shim shechua kulok sheiro means that if you have, let's say, chopal of so mikshomim, then you don't think you teso maim shuvim, then you are mamshich the whole menso that became possible as a result of you teso being daunting to it. And you are mamshechet to another place, to another mikveh, that's sheiro. Not if you are mamshech for the somni mamshech. But the Raivet said that according to the Rebbe, shuvah shimshechu akulot sheiro means pshutei kibashmoe. In other words, you don't from kettles for the saw, and that was nimshach into the mikveh, so it's sheiro. So he says, means it was knocked down. This psak of the Olim Godel was knocked down completely. So, in other words, that it was nisbatir lechik. Udvoru vaze mefursom v'sifre. V'yesei bilti meivim zei samishne klal. After Hoyo Zeboze, the Mashoma Mishne Reid Apostle, Vafu Hoyo Mikshomikla, the Mayo Shemdo Vadi, Shoch in the Yerna, Mayo Samaro, Yi Anitman and Kosha, Vashay Hayo Zakur School in Newt, Shira Samishne Bakira, the Mashebo, and Manitra Mamoro in Moizaka Mukhocham Shemude Keolo, Kibaza, our Mishnose Shemizgurovic. I mean, he's very sharp, very outspoken, the Rambam, against that psa. Now, but, so here the Rambam mentions a quotation from the Gemara, Shurashim Shechua, and that happens to be the memory of Rabbine that the Shil decides. But the Rambam in Yul Hazoko, so he mentions both expressions, the memory of Rabbine and the memory of Rabbi. Now again, so he says, אין אמאי משהו מפייס לסמיק בשביל שלו בגלל שיפו איזה חמיק למנקלי מנקלי אב ומיקרו אמאי משהו מחוס למיקרו אם שכו יורד למיקרו אם מפייס לסמיק עד שיהיו מחצו ומחצו אב ומו יורד להכשיר למה מקרי כושר כיצד מיקרו שיהיה לחוף סור משהו מים שרק והוא יורד למה הולד ישאיר חוס למיקרו למים נמשוך ויד למיקרו בין שאוי נמשוך ורקרק אוי מזיך עשיר ומחיי צבא מדבורים שאין פייסל סמיקווה הרי הוא קושה ואפילו משלים לאפסו שעשו בו שאים שיחו או קשאירו so that's רבדים אסכם וזה שירות אסמנש אם הוי שומרים ממסו מן הקושה then he says וכן גאב שאוי או בראישה חופסו ומשהו מקשום ומילי בקסאים ומילוס מסיך את פוחס מחוק שנמצו הקל פוסו, הוא פוסו חצי נהיה, ונמשכה הכל מוקם מאחוד, הרי זה מיקר קושה. Here he mentions רובינס ממרה, שעשוב או שימשכו על כולו קשירו, הויו והויו שום, ריב נקושה, ריב, הירו מיקסס חכמי מרו, ויומרו, הויו ויומרו חכון שוב או שימשכו על כולו תאירו, אינו מצריכם שיהיו שום ריב מים שירי, וזה שהיא צריך ריב המשוכה, דברי יוחי די. Who is the דברי יוחי? That's ובזר יעקב וכבו ניתחו שהיום הוא בסייף שוב השמשכו הכולו תאירו ובדברי זה דרבון על סייבר לפיווי זה, אם הוא יום מהו הביקוי משפח והמים נסחום ביוחים ומוקם יחוד, הרי זה מקווה כושר, וכן כל עם בתי שביוחותו ישמונו מקווי זקשרים, שעל כל המים שבהם שואו שנים שחו, ומאו הם לא יורדים לו משואו שמי סכים לזה. But the truth is that according to Rashi's pshat, the Gemara in Gemara, it follows that. Because that's the way Rashi explains. That's the way Rashi explains Shuvah Shimshechu Kulo Teiro. Shuvah Shimshechu Kulo Teiro means that even if you are mamish, you spill from the kettle, memso, undercard. And then all the memso that you spill from the kettle, undercard, passes into the mikveh itself. According to Rashi. You see, the other chapter, first of all, the shuvah pshat is shuvah shimshechu kulo teiro means that if you were mamshich all the memso and then into the mikveh and then it started to rain in and the new memso rained in after your mamshich memso shuvi, so it started to rain and a new and additional memso rained in, then it's kshel. We explain the shuvah because there are two alochas in shuvim. First, there is a ipsul of shuvim. In other words, if there is gimel rubin in the mikveh, so then passes the mayim in the shuvim. And then, if it shows, it doesn't have a chalish and mikveh. So that's the reason as to why, say, according to most Rishonim, so Amshoch is only effective in Yute, but not the rubin bikule. Why? Because the Yute, so a shem mikveh it has. If you have meant Yuteso, shuvim in the mikveh, so ishem mikveh tes, but it's impossible mikveh. So hamshoche is mafkia de shem tzu. Mashenke, if all the men saw ishol or rov, chofalev saw ishol, rube kikule, so it's considered as if all the men saw ishol. So then, it's not only that it's possible. It doesn't even have a chalish and mikveh. Hamshoche can be mafkia de psu, but hamshoche cannot is incapable. Hamshoche is incapable of conferring a chalish and mikveh on something that does not have a chalish and mikveh. So that's why the Shulchan says that when Rabin Omer Rabbi Yochanan says Shuvah Shimshichu Kulo Teiro, it means if you are mamshich memso shuvi, you spill from the big kettle, it memso on the karaka near the mikveh, then it glided into the mikveh. Then it started to rain, and an additional memso dropped into the mikveh. So then it's kshero. Why? Because as far as the psul of shuvim is concerned, so the hamshoche was mafkia. But hamshoche was not capable of conferring a chalish and mikveh on the water. So now when it started to rain in, and the new memso came rain in, so you had a chalish and mikveh. Anyway, but so that's the shuvah pshat in shuvah shimshechu kulo teiro. And the Rambam pshat in shuvah shimshechu kulo teiro means that if you dump your teso into chopalipso and then your mamshich all the foriso into another place, so then it's kshel. Mashenki Rashi explains shuvah shimshechu kulo teiro simply, literally. In other words, you just dump mayim shuvi. Mayim shuvim on the karka and that passed into the mikveh, so it's kshero. So that Chachma Amayrot explained the Gemara in accordance with Rashi's pshat. That's why the Chachma Amayrot will matter it. So it has a basis in the Gemara. So this is what Rambam is saying, that they misunderstood the meaning of shuvah shimshechu kulo teiro. Anyway, so we have here in the Rambam, so he says, לפי דברי זה, אם הוא יום ממהו יבחרו בשפיה, במים נסחון ונהלכם ובוקם יחוד, הרי זה מקווה כושר. וכן כל עם בדשם בחוצו ישלון ומקווה ישר, שעל כל המים שבהם שואו ושנים שחו, ומאילו הם יורים לו משאו עשו מי סגום לזה. דן, דרמב"ם סייזנא לחיות, מקשון יהיו מים שבים שואים מסער ומחוצר, ומשוך אם ילדו יהיו כושר בחוצר, אוי שמסער ואו מים סמארו, וילדו ימורו, אם ראיד מה כושר כושר, ואם ראיד מה פוסל פוסל, מחצר פוסל, אין ניסה בזמן שנסער ועד שהוא יגיע למקווה, ונמשוך עם ילדו, אבל מה כשאיר לאבסולים מקל חול שיח המקווה, אם ידוע שנפלו שיח למסור, מים שירים עד שהוא יגיע לשיח שליש מוגים מים שירים כושר, ואם לא בספוס, the love is possible. Now, let's see the Chesed Mishnah. And that Kuf Yudalev, there at the bottom, و دلیلش رو در بود. The 11th line from the end of the column. و دلیلش رو در بود میدیم قبل اینو چه کسیم میکوشه یه خواب سوم ماش من شیر و یه من موان شیر و سو میگو من میشاخ میادیم حقیقی کاشم و فروشتی میبه سا شعشو بشه میشه خوراک شیر ها این مایاده و بایی سوم نکاشم و مش مرده ها که رو بلزا به یه عکا بحثی یا ما میکوشه یه خواب آلف سا قیس کنیم میکره و حقیقی کاشم بخیم کب شیر داره یه خواب سوم ماش میشاخ شعشو بشه میشه خوراک شیر ها و مش مده همه که قبانه So the Rambam mentions both. On one hand, he mentions the Blessed Yaakov's memory that it's only kosher if Rov is Mikshami and only a mute of the Mensor is Maim Shuvim that comes in from Shoche. And on the other hand, he mentions the memory of Shuvashim Shechua Kulok Shero, Rovim Amar Rabbi Yechel's memory. So that's the Rabbonon. So he passed us like both. How can it be exactly with Yechel? המזעקי שלום ובקראי, ומקור הפוסק כמו זה ביעקב, ועוד הפוסק רבנות, ומירה לי, so the rap, so the כסף משנה has two shot in the Rambam. I mean, it doesn't make any difference in so far as the Rambam is concerned. The difference is whether, according to one version, so there is a no machlekes, according to Maskona, the Gimora, between the Rambam Yaakov and the Rambam. And they call it Adalosh, there is a Machlekes, and the Rambam passes like Rambam. We hear a Lishra, and we say, they are doch in Jerusalem, and Shema is also. We call the man, Tani, is over in Maim Shein, because I'm Mikve. Now you have to remember that Gemor, by heart, very well, I mean the whole Shachar Kari, the Gemor in a few days. The Mishnah says in Bure, in Hamdubem Dame of the Cheshmi, in Hamchumetz Mechame, in Hamitz of the Cheshmi, in Hamayim Shein, in Petus Hamikve of the Cheshmi. So, man tane, that in a mind shouldn't be some little occasion, man tane, omar a priya barato, omar a bich, and a brother of Yaakov. Dit man, the brother of Yaakov, tell me, a mikve she is day. Eschim vach haso mikshoni, li maure bikate pshay es reso, u peisko ni mikve, ve in terem, she ashive mit aheres birbi evam shom. So, in other words, so that's the chart. So, a priya barato, omar a bich, and says, that when the Mishnah in Gmura says, in a shuvim peisko ni mikve, so it means, that it can only pass if the shuvim is the robe, constitutes the robe of the Nemsom, not if it constitutes the mute of the Nemsom. So the Roshna Mishnah is a Roshna of Kuret. And a shuvim takes me now with the Cheshbon. And then Rafiya Barabe says, it means that it accords with Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. So according to Rafiya Barabe, Om Rabbi Yechanan, only Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is such a maker. Who says that if the robe of the Memsor is Mikshonim and only mute of the Memsor, Yuteso, is Nimshach into the Mikveh, so it's kosher. Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is such a maker. Mashim came Rabbonon of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, they are Machnevo. And Rabbonon of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov hold that even a mute of Memsor also is also ineffective. Out there, Shah. So, Gemara is a kasher. So, man tada omar apchim arad no minich no lezom yagad. It tada lezom yagad in the Greek Besk, la hasom ik shom imal mikad u shayis kisol u peiskol in Mikve. Vi hei teire shashu u mitayar es dobi ilam shoch. Michlal, di rabbein sabun dobi ilam shoch aloi, alo chod chos arad no rabbi ichanan, shu vishim shichu kol teiro. Man aloi rabbon aloi rab leza, bi Yaakov. Because according to rab leza bi Yaakov, So only if it's a mute of the Memsor is Nimshach, not if all the Memsor is Nimshach. And according to Rabbonon, so Rafi Barabi implies that even if a mute is Nimshach, it's still possible. And here Robin says, that even if all the Memsor is Nimshach, it's kosher, so it cannot accord with either Rabbi Zabi Yaakov or the Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, Elo Oma, Rabbe Oma, Rakpope, Lipichesh became, that when the Mishnah says, Ein Hamdulem Midami Yahud Cheshmi, true it's a Roshan of Kule, but what it means is that Mayim Shulim, Gimu Lugim Mayim Shulim can only pass it if the Gimu Lugim fall into the Mikveh through Gimu Kerim, but if the Gimu Lugim fall into the Mikveh through four Kerim, he doesn't pass it. So in other words, so now, according to Rapopis Teretz, to Rabbis Teretz, or according to Rapopis Teretz, so the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is a machmir, and he is only matir hamshoche b'miute, mash, but not the rupe b'kule. Whereas the rabbanon of Rabbi Yaakov are matir even the kule. So that's the shita of Chachmei Abayro, and that's in line with the shita of Rashi. Rashi should also agree with the shita of Chachmei Abayro. That according to the book of Rabbi Yaakov, so it's kshero even if all of them so is nimsha. Alright. Now. So, here's the kash. We nearly sherabi. So if the Rambam had explained the more like Rashi, then the Rambam would be Mizaki Shtori betray. On one hand, he mentions the member of Rabbi Yaakov, that Amshoche is only effective the Yutei, and then he mentions the member of Shumashim Shechua Kula Teiro, that's like Rabbonah Rabbi Yaakov. So how can he Mizaki Shtori betray? So when Rabbi says Shuvah Shemshichu Kula Kshero, it means simply that even if you are Mamshich Memzor Shuvim, so it becomes kosher. So according to Rambam, Shuvah Shemshichu Kula Kshero means not that you are Mamshich Memzor Shuvim, but if you don't, you test so into Chofalot. So then all the Memzor became possible as a result of being commingled with you teso shuvim, then you are mamshich that memso chopalim so of which was originally a bit shami, so then it's clear. But if the chopalim so, if all the memso or even chopalim so at the very outset was shuv, so then it cannot become kosher flamshah. So the Gemara is asking the kashe. According to the case of Mishneh. According to Kishmis of Shatner Rambam, Man Tanam Rakhri Baram Reichem Bezim Yaakov. So he says, Mich Shashim Tarebu Biyam Shoch. So, Mich Lal, the Rabbin Sabre, the Biyam Shoch Eloi. So, since Rakhri Baram Reichem says that this Mishnah that uses the Russian of Kuri, of Inashuri, Bezim, or Vichesh, accords with Rabbi Yaakov. So that means, so only Rabbi Yaakov is in religion. Mashein came, the Rabbonon, they are not religion. And the Rabbonon are Machmir, and they hold that if, that when is Amshoche effective, the way it's mentioned in the Mishneh Perek Dalet, where the Mishnah and the Manishuvim become commingled in the Chotzah before they come into the Be'er. Mashiach in the case that Rabbi Yaakov discusses, where the Yuteso through Amshoche comes directly into the Mikveh, so then Amshoche is ineffective. So, Michlau, the Rabbanu Sabbath, the Bir, Amshoch Eloi, Elohot, the Choros, the Rabbanu Rabbeichanen, Shuvah, Shim, Shechua, Kula, Teicho, Man, Eloi, Rabbanu, Eloi, Rablezer, Elo, Ma, Rabbe, Lifichesh, Ben, Keili. So that means, so the Gemara is saying, there is no Ma, the Pshat, the Mishneh, of Inashur, in Pesel, of the Cheshben, is not like Rabbanu Yaakov, but it means Lifichesh, Ben, Keili. So that means, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Zevi Yaakov and the Chachamim. Rabbi Zevi Yaakov mentions this chiddush that if you have chafalet so mikshonim in the mikveh, then you are mamshich, you test so mayim shuvim through amshoche into the mikveh in Tzkosha, and Rabbi don't agree with him. Why is it mentioned in the name of Yochai? So you find many times that a single time will mention certain aloche, even though all the chachamim agree with it. So that means, so according to Maskon al-Gimore, Hamshocha is effective in Yute and it's effective in three situations. Either in the situation where they become commingled together before they come into the Chotzer, before they pass into the barrier, or where your Mamshech Yuteso, into a mikveh that has already chopalet somik shomim, or if you don't, you test so into a mikveh that has already chopalet somik shomim, and then your mamshir the whole mikveh into another mikveh. In those, so Hamshocha is effective in all these three situations, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's one lashon. Then the other lashon, in the case of Mishnah, is that the Gemara is saying that in view of the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says mikveh sheyesh be'esrim v'achaso mikshomi mimalo d'kadek sha'esri so upeis kon mikveh ve'yuterim sha'ashidim taheres be'bruye v'amshoche, so it's mentioned by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so that implies that the Rabbonon achirik amin, the Rabbonon achirik amin. So what does it mean? So that means that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the machir, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so Hamshocha is only effective in the case where you are Mamshech Yuteso into a mikveh that already has Chopalet Somik Shomim. But suppose you don't be Yodai into the mikveh that has already Yutes Chopalet Somik, so you don't, you are Malabikate, and you don't Yuteso Manchuri, and then you channel it and you drain it to another mikveh, then it's not kosher according to Rabbi Yaakov. Mashmin tein the Rabbonon from Rabbi Yaakov, they say shuvah shim shechua kula teva, even if you don't, you teso mayim shuvim into a mikveh that has chavalet somit shomim, and then you are mamshich, you drain it and you channel it into another mikveh, so then it's kshero. So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbonon whether it's kshero in that case. So he passes like Rabbonon. This is the two. So in other words, there is really no nachtimina between the two Rishenes, the two Pshotim because of Mishneh. Nachtimina is in the Pshat of the Gemara, according to the first Lashon because of Mishneh. So the Gemara is saying in Maskone, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioning, is saying a certain memory, and no one is chilek. So, and according to the second Lashon because of Mishneh, according to Maskone of Gemara, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbonon. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hamshocha is only effective if you are mamshech yuteso into a mikveh that has chopalet so mishonim. But if you don't yuteso into a mikveh that has chopalet so mishonim, and then you are mamshech the whole memso from this mikveh into another mikveh, then it's possible, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And the Rabbonon say, it's kosher even in that case, and the Rambam passes like Rambam. Now, let's see how the Be'er Akro explains it. Akiyu kerebeza b'yakob b'gmure, os aimbo, kerebeza b'yakob b'gmure, p'yosherash isho, v'kerebos kua p'yish isho, v'chos ifo'rosh, v'avo gav n'maspis, v'yidaw b'ton edak kishin isalvu, v'chei, because the Rash points out that from the lotion of the Mishneh, it's mashma that Hamshocha is only effective if the Chopalet Sov Mishonim becomes commingled with Yutes Sov Mayim Shuvim in the Chotzer before they fall into the Be'er. But if it comes directly into the bay of Ram Shoche, then it's possible. But, so the Rash says, either that it's Lav Dafke in the Mishnah here, and if it is Dafke, but we pass him, like the Sukhi in Mure, that in either case, Ram Shoche is effective. Avraham Bam Kosal, Kolashri Shah Maslisim, Bati Sefte, Bam Bore. We have Shephosa Kodim Bore, so if we hold the Sefte, the Komashno, Avogad, die von Nipsan habe ich schon gekula, du hoche Mann am Schoch, und ich muss ich was abschoss, schaff schon, ich muss ich gut kula, weil ich was nicht mehr vor, ich muss ich mal für Sabun, lass du gehen, ja, da ist schon in Kede, und was ich was auf ihn kaufen, für ich mir am Schoch gekla, denn, aus sein sein, שהשוב השם שחרור הכולו, כן יפורש מה שפוסם בתמור ראשון, וכי עושה רודי, והוא תמוע, וישון הוא אהומים לרבונון, ובכל אהומים מכשרה, ובכל מיני מכשרה, מדוע את זה, according to Rashi's chart, so the Rabbonim say that I'm shocking is effective, but the Rabbon Paschus, like Rabbi Yaakov, that it's only the new day effective. So why does he mention the Lashon Shuvah in Shechu HaKolo? Because of Amin, there was a young guy, why did he say that the Kesed Mishnah is not a chance to make? So the quote doesn't like the Kesed Mishnah's shocking in the Rabbon. Abo, Dio Sa'achere, Sa'amu, Ignore. Rabbi Yaakov, he can't Rabbi Yaakov, will be a Rabbon Shochet, the Chayit Yosef, Robin, Omer Mir Shuvi, Vayim, Rabbis, Masmis, ידי ויהר בפוסקים, פוסקו כרבונו, וכידי עושה לדום, דעקו לו כושר בעם שוחר, ואין רבוש. So the boy is also saying, what the Rabbit says in the name of the Reed, so that שובה שימשכו הכולו, is כשירו, שובה שימשכו הכולו כשירו means simply. I mean, the way Rashi explains it, that if you take men saw shooting, you dump them on the karka, and then it runs, it passes into the mikveh, so it's gone. Alright, so what does it mean? The Rambam had a different verse. So the Nitziv mentions, you know, from the Gor, it mentions just a few words, and it's very difficult to understand what was the Rambam's verse. He's only Rashi Prokim mentions. So the Tziv explains it as follows. It would be good if you had any more at Mura before you. Oh, when a man should be in the mikveh, man tane o ma rabchiya bar abo ma rabichanen, reb reza ben Yaakov, dit nam, not mikveh she yeish bei esrim vachasor, but God she yeish bei, that we see from the Pirush HaMishnah the Rambam. He wasn't there as mikveh, but he was there as God. God she yeish bei esrim vachasor in Shomim. Mimau edikatev chayes risor, ופסקים למקווה ואיתרים שהשיבה מתארס בלבי אבם שוחד וכן כי עושה רובי אומר רביכם שוב השם שחו כולו תהיו כי יותר מכלל דרבן סברי דבלבי אבם שוחד לא היא אבל הוא דכי עושה רבי אומר רביכם שובו שימשכו תוהו מנו לרבונון ולא ירבז על יעקב. That's the girse. That's the girse of the Rambam, according to the Rambam. I mean, the God doesn't say what the girse is, but the Nitziv explains it. In other words, so, when am I shooting things as a big, man tano me afri barabam rabbi yichanem, rabbez al Yaakov. Ditnan rabbez al Yaakov, fomem gab shimu yibi esrim vachasom ikshomi, ממעלה דיקטר, שעס ריסור, ופנסקי למקווה, ואינטרם, שעשיבה מתארס, ויובי אדם שוחד. וכן, כי עושה רובי, אומר רבי יקנן, שוב השם שחו, הוא לא תהירו. So in other words, if we are generous, God שיש בעשרים והחסור, make sure, ממעלה דיקטר, שעס ריסור, ופנסקי למקווה. So the whole man saw, in the God, is shooting. Because I'm the God. So, Chopalev saw Mitzhomi is commingled with Yutes Soshomi. But of course, in the God is not adapted for Tfilin. But it's all Shomi. Because you have a mixture of Chopalev saw Mitzhomi and Yutes saw Maim Shomi. So all the men saw Isho. But it's not adapted to a mikvah. And then, so, the halach is, upeiskom mikveh ve'eiter, v'chei mich shashuva mitaheres v'opiye v'amshoch. Michlal, not michlal. V'chei ki ose Robin no merabichene, shuva shimshechu akulo teiro. That's the pshat in Robin's memory, shuva shimshechu akulo teiro. In other words, that if you don't, you test so on the God, that already had chafalat so, mitshomi, and then your mamshich, you drain it and you channel it into the barrier, so then it's kshayo. It's kshayo. Michlal, the rabbon sabre, the rabbiye v'amshoche, the rabbiye v'amshoche loy. So, in other words, so it's mashma. Now, I am here to show this, to pass your hands. I will end this abode with the Rambam, my own, my first abode. I came to push as a shah, so he is. Me cloud Rabbon Savo and Bilam Shokolo, El Hod, the Hose Rabbin of Rabbin, Shuba Shin Shihu of Shiro, Manuel Rabbon Rabbin Yako, Boka Kirushi, the Loshin Shubo, Shin Shihu of Shiro, Mashma Shalom, and Misao became the Shiro of Mikro. Then I'm Shokamikur, who poured money for the pleasure of Yako, being Shinisao with Kuro Davke, Vinasam Shokamikur, who Rabbon Leilon Posse. So, the more discussion is, because Rabbi Zabi Yaakov discusses a case where the under God, so the Yotesso Maim Shuvim was commingled with Chofalef So Melchomim, and then he was Mamshechet. So it's Mashma that only in that case. It's kosher. Why? Because under God he doesn't have a shemit kves yet. Under God. Because it's not adapted for tefillah. So the melee, if you are mamshich, so the melee, if it became commingled under God, it has the same status as if it had been commingled in the chotzer. Doesn't the Mishneh in the Dalet of Mikvois discuss the case where Chofalef saw Mechonim became commingled in the Chotzer with Yuteso Maim Shuvi, and then all the men saw in a mixed state fell into the mikveh. So then it's kosher. So what difference does it make whether it becomes commingled in the Chotzer where it's not adapted for tefillah, or they become commingled under God where it's not adapted for the tefillah? It doesn't have a shemikveh yet. It can only have a shemikveh if the mayim, if the mixture takes place in the beria, where it's adapted for tefillah, not if the mixture takes place in the chotzer, or it takes place under God. So the Gemara's question is, michlau de rabbon savre de birbiye v'am shoche loy. In other words, Rebbe Zabel Yaakov, he says that when is am shoche effective, only the commingling takes place in the God where it's not adapted for tefillah. But Mashiach came in the case where you will be mamshich, you teso mayim shuvim into a mikveh that already has chofalef so mitshomim. So then it's possible. Elo, michlau de rabbonon sabre de birbiye v'am shoche loy. That only Rabbi Zabin Yaakov is matir. Only Rabbi Zabin Yaakov is matir. Be'am shoche. In other words, but Rabbonon will not be matir even be'am b'am shoche when you test. So my children is commingled under God with the chopalef so mitshomim. So the Rabbonon will pass in that. Elo ho dichorose rabdim meom rabbi yichanan. Shuba shim shichu ateiro. So what does shuba shim shichu ateiro imply? That if you are mamshich, you test so into a beya that already has chopalef so, it's also sheiro. So man eloi Rabbonon eloi rabbi yato. Because according to Rabbonon, so even via the amshoche, even if they are commingled before they come into the mikveh, so it's kosher. And it's out, even if they are commingled before they come into the mikveh, so it's possible. Allah has come over Hamo. If you test so, is nimshach into a beya that already has chofalef so, so it's certainly possible. And look at Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, because Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is only matir, hamshocher in the case where the tamudas takes place before they come into the mikveh, let's say in the chotzer, or on the gav, not in the you test so. My shuvim is nimshach directly into the beya. So then even Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is not matir. So then the Gemara gives a teretz, Elo Ma'abah.